You are listening to a UNIE.TV production.
1, 2, 1, 2. We about to get it live right now.
Yep. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? This your girl, Pebbly Poo. I'm here. Stevie D not here today. You know he handling some UNIE.TV entertainment business. That's how we do. Sometimes you'll see all three of us. Sometimes you'll see two. If you only see two, that's because the other one is definitely handling the business. You understand what I'm coming from? Khalil, good morning.
Good morning, man. Look, don't act like we just all cool now. You just ripping me up about the flyer.
Listen, that's right. But you know what? I don't let that flow into the radio. You know, yeah. I don't show that attitude with our people. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. So what we're talking about, y'all, we got this big concert coming up November 2nd. Mm. Praise Fest, Praise FM and whatnot like that. We're hosting the show. Pebbly Poo didn't get on the flyer, and I want to make sure she get on the flyer.
Yeah. No. You said it wrong. You said Pebbly Poo didn't get on the flyer. No. That makes people think that I didn't want to get on the flyer. No, yeah. What it was is that Khalil did not have my picture on the flyer. And let me tell y'all something. Right. Your name is everything,
you're okay? Right.
My name ain't on there. My picture ain't on there. My wig ain't on there. I got a problem, okay?
So is it going to be on Apple?
Yeah, he said... He's gonna make it happen.
Do I always make it happen?
I have to let him know he makes it happen.
Yeah.
He does make it happen.
We good.
I just gotta jump in his ass immediately. Okay. You understand? Yeah,
everybody gotta wipe their ass with tissue.
Everybody. Some people don't wipe their ass, but you know, I ain't got to get into all that. But at the end of the day, he makes it happen.
Let me just say that.
He makes it happen.
So it's going down. November 2nd. Don't forget East Stroudsburg University. Jessica Reedy and a whole bunch of other gospel celebrity singers performing and stuff like that, hosted by Force of D's and Pebbly Poo.
And we got Jeannie Lightfoot and the H2O band.
Yeah, this is going to be dope.
Oh, my goodness. That girl can blow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she get down. Deanna, your mother gets it in. Gets it in, boy. But yo, but Poo, I was, we starting a little late today because I got to go. Me and my wife, we're going to see that Temptations play. You know what I mean? We was trying to see it on her birthday. Her birthday was last week, but we want to see it today.
Oh, that's nice.
Ain't too proud of the bag. We're going to go see that today.
So, real nice.
We're going to have a good time with that. And I'm going to take you to the fly thing, Poo, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right. You ain't telling the truth.
Let's get it. So that you're crystal with this.
Yeah, go ahead, Poo.
Moving forward, if I am or if I'm not part of the Force MDs, if I am, my name should be stated.
You're right.
Just along with my picture. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. If we hosting it, you listen. You know, it was,
even though we got stuff coming up.
Because look, so everybody, listen. It was... We were supposed to perform, but we ended up us hosting. So we should have went after it went to the hosting. That's when we should have switched the picture to the Force of Beast radio show with the feature Pebbly Poo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the same page. It was put on as we was going to perform, but we're hosting. But you know, like I said, you never know. Even though we could still pop a note or nothing like that. You know, hit a song or something like that. But you know. Pebbly Poo, yeah. So, you know, next week, the fly be put together, Poo, so it's all good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no problem taking away, you know. It is what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to just put it together. Just get it right. Shout out to everybody that's in the check-in. Jaja, we see your baby girl.
Hey, Jaja.
Warren, Leah Glaze, Honey Glaze. What's going
Warren,
on?
Warren, Honey Glaze. What's going on? Good morning.
Tamela Hall, what up, girl?
What's up, Tamela?
What's going on?
Ruby in there?
Moon Man T, what's going on with you, fam? We see you out there, you know.
Moon Man.
Give us some more of that good old music we got, man. That old, you know, that good music y'all making, man. We got here. So Steve ain't with us today. Steve's out there making some moves for the station. Go ahead, Stevie D. We out here making moves. It's a good day. So, you know, me and Pebbly Poo holding it down like we normally do, like we all do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And shout out to my man, Freddie World. We see you, baby boy. We see you, Freddie World, out in the building. We see you. Wilkes-Barre is in the building, and it is all good. Like I said, today is just a good day overall, Poo. This is that fall weather that, how can I put it? It's like,
yo,
you know what I mean?
You know what's disturbing?
What's that?
Them damn leaves, yo.
Yeah, oh, my
I don't care how much you blow leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, I'm not blowing nothing till all the leaves fall. How about that? Because I'm tired of blowing the leaves. And then when I come back, it's like I never blew anything.
So you gotta let most of the trees let the leaves drop.
Yeah,
the leaves.
Just yeah, let them drop.
I go through that too a lot. That's, you know what? It's funny you saying it. That's what I came to the conclusion. It's two philosophies of that. It's like, you get up what's there, and then when the next batch fall down, it ain't that much. Or you can just let them all fall down, just get them all at one time.
So I don't know about the it ain't that much, because I remove a lot of leaves, and then all of a sudden, it's like I never moved anything.
Yeah, but because you got a lot of trees. So I'm saying, so the whole thing is...
Yeah, but what about the trees across the street? They blow on my side as well.
Yeah, but now this picture, you didn't get nothing up, so it'd be double the amount. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like either you want to get them up all at one time or you take a couple of times. Because I normally was doing it like twice or have somebody do it twice. Then it's like, you know, just let the leaves fall down and get them. Only thing I don't like about that, if it start raining and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
You know, wet and nasty and stuff like that.
That's
oh, my
worst.
God. Oh, God. It's nasty. Oh, God, man. Shout out to everybody in Northeastern PA. It's a lot of, you know, our Tom Jones, our show with our community and you with Tom Jones, you know, he's interviewing a lot of these candidates.
Hey, Tom.
He's interviewing a lot of good candidates, man, and I'm really getting a real good concept of what people's vision is for Monroe County. We talk about the Poconos, y'all, because we've been to Poconos. I'm starting to get a good vision on what people believe the direction of this Pocono area should be going or be. It's like, you know, it's so much you really don't know that you think you know. So what's the 411 in everybody else's neighborhood? What's going on in your neighborhood? Hit us in the chat room. Let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. Before we get into the celebrity news and get into other different things, what's going on in your neighborhood? You know, just we do a check-in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let us know what's going on. Well, I can just tell you, Jaja, I don't have to get ready. Jaja sent me some pictures talking about get ready. Jaja, let me explain something to you. When I cook for people, the last thing that they do after they finish eating is put their hand in their pants and suck in their thumb. That's the bottom line. That's all I got to say. Their hands is in their pants and they suck in their thumb. This weekend, I made crab lo mein. Okay? Crab lo mein. Right? Mm. And I sauteed the chicken with some oyster sauce.
Woo!
Okay?
Whoa!
With some scallions. So I just want you to know, Jaja, that's just it. Then I had stuffed shells with smoked turkey, mozzarella, provolone, and ricotta cheese with some Alfredo sauce poured on the top of it, just drenched on the top of it, okay? So that was a little bit that people was like, oh my God, could I have some more? Yeah, you can have some more. You got as much as you want. That was a little dinner I had on the weekend, okay? So that's just a little something. So Jaja, I see a little chicken. I see it look cute and everything. I ain't gonna front. Your cakes is banging, you know? But it's all about the taste. And presentation is key. And what you're sending me about these chickens and all that,
the turkey,
you know, that's nice. The sweet potato pies, you know, that's all nice and everything. You know, you're doing your thing, you cook. But Jaja, we just need to taste it, okay? I ain't gonna front. Your cakes is banging. I am not a cake eater.
I am.
But Khalil, yes, he is. But you know what they told me, Khalil, this weekend? They saying that you don't know how the red velvet cake, where they getting the red. I said, no, it's coloring. It's food coloring. They're saying that it comes from an ant or some kind of bug that they squeeze it and.
What?
Yeah, that's how they get that's where the red velvet, that's a real red velvet cake. So the red velvet that people are making, that's just dye to make the cake look like it's red velvet. It's not the actual red velvet. I don't give a damn.
Oh, you scaring me with this, what you talking about.
Yeah, we had this discussion, and guess what? We had another discussion about eggs. When you go out and buy eggs, it's right. Dated. You know why it's dated?
Why?
Because they're already 90 days old. When you get the eggs, they're already 90 days old. I was like, what? So people be thinking they're buying the fresh eggs. They're not buying the fresh eggs. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The guy basically said that he knows where his eggs come from because it's freshly from his chickens. And I'm like, what's going on? Yo, people are coming out telling the truth. And I'm like, oh, my God.
You know, on Netflix, they got these things, these shows on about a lot of, like, food, how a lot of the food is being made from the farms or from whatever.
And
it's kind of like, it's not what a lot of us really think.
Yo.
You hear me? It's nasty, man.
Guess what? Hmm? The Amish is selling their butter to the supermarkets. That's the best butter you can have. It's from the Amish. It's natural. I started making my own butter.
Yeah, maybe you told me that.
Yeah, I started making my own butter. I put it in my KitchenAid and I whip it good. And you have to squeeze out all of the juice that's in it. When it whips, you're going to see liquid in the bottom. That's buttermilk. That's pure buttermilk, right? And then you have to wash the butter in ice water. And you squeeze out the excess of the buttermilk. And you wash it again. You wash it again. And then you have your... Now, you can add your own seasoned salt. Your sea salt or unsalted. So I use a little sea salt, right?
Right.
And then you actually shape it. And then you put it in the refrigerator. Yo, the Amish is selling their butter for $10.
$10?
That's what the supermarket is selling it for. $10. Because it's pure. Mm-hmm. You know, and Land O'Lakes. Shout out to Land O'Lakes. Land O'Lakes butter has canola oil and butter. They add in canola oil to their butter. So it's salted and unsalted. So listen, butter's better than margarine. I'm here to tell you. Pure butter. Make your own.
Tastes like butter, but it's not. It's... Yo, Danny, what's going on, man? My man Danny from Philly. What's going on, boy? I see you in a long time, boy. You remind me of the Warrior days, boy. We was Warriors, brother.
Yo, Jaja Ja Cakes is phenomenal. They look phenomenal. But anybody can make a cake look good. It's all about how it tastes good.
My man Daniel said cheese is the new cocaine. Yo, how y'all feel about that? Cheese is the new cocaine.
Why he say that?
I don't know, because everything got cheese on it. You know, the cheese makes it good, man. The cheese makes it good, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, she love food, boy. Shout out to everybody this morning. We got people. The Lakes, Land of Lakes is the better butter. Jaja said the Land of Lakes is the better butter.
See? Told you.
Yeah. That's why a lot of Latinos out here have a bunch of chicken and roosters in their yards. Okay. So they cook their own chicken. You know what I mean? And you think of that one, huh, Poo?
No, listen. I was working at Santa Fe. And they use the baby chicks. They use the serum from the baby chicks to create the flu vaccine. Oh, my God. I couldn't work there because I love baby chicks. I love them. I think they're so adorable. I had like 20 of them when I was a little kid. And my grandmother said I couldn't have no baby chicks around Easter. I couldn't have no chickens. And my grandfather said, you can have a chick. You know, you go, you play both parents. And I went to the pet store and the guy had 20 chicks. For a dollar. He said, you could take them all. I was like, oh my God, I could take them all. And I brought them home. And I had them sleeping underneath my bed. And when my grandmother woke up, the chicken was running around in the room. She said, hey! Oh, man. God bless my grandmother, boy. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Were the days, man.
Yeah. Time. It's just, you know, now... We got grandparent hats on and stuff now, right? I was telling Pooh yesterday, my old granddaughter stopped by. Idiola, what up, girl? Shout out to my other one, Ella, and my other ones, Allie and AJ. Yeah, shout out to everybody, baby. Yeah, we in the building holding it. It's so funny when you hear about, you know, when cats is rapping and talking about they never thought they'd see 30 and 20. It's real, like... You really don't see that far.
Right.
You know what right. I mean? That's why it has to be some type of thing set up in these communities, because these cats don't see past where they at, man. And it's, you know, they get into stuff and they can lose a whole 10 to 15, 20 years. Just like, you know, when we get into the celebrity news and we start talking about some of the things that is happening, these little challenges that we face in our communities all the time. It's like sad, man. Oh, man. Tamila says she loves cheese. I bet you do love cheese, girl. You little mouse. You little mouse. I know you love cheese. I love cheese. Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that one. I'm trying to stay. That cheese got a lot of cholesterol in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that cheese is scary. And, you know, close friend of mine, God bless his soul, man. I just, when his wife told me what he was doing before the incident happened, he was eating something with cheese. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa.
Scary.
I was like, yeah, no, it's scary ain't the word. I was like, whoa. I said, yo, this is crazy.
Well, man, let me tell you something. Y'all want to talk about cheese. Take a piece of Kraft cheese and light it with a match. Set it on fire and see what happens.
Yeah, what's going to happen, boo?
First of all, it's going to turn black. It's going to take forever to burn. And you're going to see the dark smoke go up into the air. There's no way that you should take cheese and put it over a fire and it takes a long time to burn.
It don't, you know, when I used to make the eggs, they didn't do that with the eggs. They melt right on them damn eggs.
We're talking Kraft cheese.
Oh, okay. Oh, you ain't talking about the block cheese or the welfare cheese?
No, that was the best cheese.
Yeah?
That was the best cheese. People used to joke about, oh, that's the black and white, that's the welfare products over there, black and white. But guess what? That was the best product. They ain't had no chemicals or none of that up in there.
It didn't? That block didn't have nothing in there?
No. No. The best cheese.
Hey, hold on, man. Warren, I am in the gym, brother. Don't you start no trouble. It's too early, Kaboom. I am in the gym. He's talking about no cheese. I ain't messing with no damn cheese, man. I ain't messing with no damn cheese, man. Yo, hold on. Spoon, let's get into some celebrity news or something right now, man. Oh, man. Warren started trouble already, man. We just need it.
So did y'all hear about the police is on the hunt for the woman caught on video? Her dumbass jumped into the lion's den. I was like, what? At the Bronx Zoo.
What?
Yeah. The lion's standing there looking. She doing a little dance and everything. So the police is looking for her. Because she could have got eaten alive, okay?
She went into the lion's den?
Yes, she did. You know, like, okay, so first of all, they had like a little fence. So they must have had them on some type of tranquilizer or something. Because the lion just looked at her. I said, this dumbass probably seen the Lion King and think that she could just walk up and talk to the lion. Hi. And I ain't going front. I love the Lion King. It was just so touching. But damn if I'm climbing over a fence to go dance my little tush in front of a lion. He was just looking at her like, do you know I will tear you apart? I can't tear you apart right now. I'm so high.
Oh, man.
So they looking for her. I'm like, ah, oh, man, sis, come on, man. Not us. You know, we always saying, that's right, because it ain't us. And look, she's sitting up in the damn cross the fence shaking her little tootie. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah, man.
Are you serious, man?
So I don't know, but
oh man,
that's stuff that
crazy,
goes on,
man,
around the world. And speaking around the world, you know, Wendy Williams.
What about her?
She's to pay her ex-hubby Kevin Hunter $250,000 to leave the former residence.
She's gonna pay him?
Yeah, man. That's what she want.
Damn. Go ahead, win. She's spilling it out. Spill it.
Now, the thing that's I want to talk about, we can get into the celebrity news, but who the hell seen Power? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody talking about Power.
I didn't see it, man. That was the final one?
No. And they gonna have a spinoff. I just want y'all to know a spinoff is coming behind the Power which so, Mary J. Blige in it, but this one right here.
Whatever you do, do not tell us what happened, Pooh.
All
okay,
right.
Whatever you do, do not, because I want to go see
it. No,
this.
You said you didn't see it, so yeah,
I'm going to see it, so don't tell me Jackie Chan nothing. Don't tell me nothing. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm just letting you know that power was powerful, okay? Power was powerful. Oh, my God. Yo, and it was touching your heart. Yo, I love Tommy, yo. Tommy, Tommy is Tommy, but he gives the weirdest. Yo, he is the best person for the part. Tommy is the man. I love all of them, yo. Y'all gotta see it. I know y'all seen it. For those who seen it, I know you was like, oh my God. I watched it twice. And shout out to Trey Song, because he up in there and he's like giving all the info afterwards. Oh, man.
That wasn't Trey Song.
Who's that?
That's, what's his name?
I just want to know if you was paying attention.
Yeah, they don't got that Trey Song. Trey Song.
I started to say, and then they got Tay Diggs at the end, y'all. I started to say it, but I was like, no, I'm going to say Trey Song.
You didn't catch me with that one.
You didn't say nothing at first. I said, they got Trey Song, and he's doing the hosting afterwards and, you know, getting into it. You thought about it. You like, Trey Song.
Yeah, no damn Trey Song. I'm like, yeah, no, they don't Trey Songs in there.
Yo,
they changed the thing back.
Yep, they bended it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they bended it. So you ain't seen a couple of episodes?
Yeah, I ain't seen a couple of episodes.
Oh my God! Come on, Khalil. Come on, you know we be doing it, watching the shows and talking back and forth. Did you see The Lion King yet?
Huh? The movie?
Yeah.
Of course, I seen the movie Lion King.
Oh
yeah.
My God!
I loved it.
Oh my God, the little pubs.
Yeah, no, the Lion King joint was dope. I came in front on it.
Yo, did you not want a lion? Did you not want a little lion?
No. Stop all that. Stop it now.
If I get my hand on a little lion, I'm going to have a lion at my house, okay? I just want y'all to know. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube is saying that if the LA Dodgers need black players, they would win. If they had black players, they would win. He said, you better get them if you want to win. Well, he's not joking. At first, they thought it was a joke, but he's not joking.
He definitely ain't joking. We know no, Ice Cube ain't joking.
He ain't. No. He said the Blues Cruise Habitat crashing and burning in the MLB playoffs, and the rap legend summed it up this way. They need to get some black ball players. We checked out the Dodgers rosters, and yeah, they're definitely lacking when it comes to black players. Of course, the Dodgers have African-American representation in the upper ranks, including manager Dave Roberts and co-owner Magic Johnson. But Cube wants to see more black players on the field. The Dodgers have been monsters during the regular season for the past few years and made it to the World Series in 2017 and 2018, but choked it away both times. This season, they finished the regular season with the best record in the National League, but were knocked out of the playoffs in the first round. Now, what happened?
Yeah, that's what happens. Well, oh, my God, man. Oh, God. Oh, God, man.
Who are you looking at? What you got?
Yo, you know, this. I hate talking about this because this is my dude, man. It says DMX, no relapse before rehab. Checked in to avoid it. That was good, man. Give it to DMX on that, y'all. You hear me?
Oh, man. Come on.
He said he checked in to avoid it. That was good, right?
That was good, but what do you mean you checked in?
It says DMX decided to be proactive in his battle with addiction before it led to another relapse and potentially more legal trouble. So this is why he's back in rehab.
So basically, he didn't go any. He didn't dig and indulge. He just wanted to check in. That's good.
Yeah, no, because I think he was starting to get the urges and stuff like that. So he just needed to get around people that could keep him motivated. You know what I mean? And keep him like, you know, it says one of ex kids is very sick, in and out of the hospital, and the stress of that couple with the pressure performing again made him feel tempted to use. But ex knew he needed help trying to balance his home and work life without the use of drugs. So he preemptively checked himself into rehab, hoping to learn how to deal with his issues moving forward. Our sources say that he knows a relapse could jeopardize his freedom and wants to stay out of jail so he can support his family and friends while still performing for his fans. DMX is on probation and gets tested randomly for drugs and alcohol, so another failed test can result him back behind bars. The rapper canceled a couple of gigs this weekend after announcing he checked himself into rehab facility and was putting his family and his sobriety first. DMX has struggled with addiction for many years, has been in jail numerous times for drug-related offenses, and has been in and out of rehab. He was released from prison in January after serving a time for tax evasion. We reached out to ex-attorney Murphy Richmond, who declined to comment. But yo, man, salute to the brother, man. You know, he's trying to put his best foot forward, and it's real out here. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So did you hear about his name is John Wayne Gacy? He was a serial killer back in the 70s.
Right.
He killed 33 boys.
Oh my God.
Men were murdered. And they're selling the house for $459,000. So let me just break it down to you guys. The house where police made the grisly discovery, 29 rotting bodies back in 1978, was bulldozed a year later. Seven years later, a new house was built on the lot. It's a modest home, and there's not a hint of horror that preceded. The house is gorgeous. The 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house is in the Chicago burbs. It's 2,500 square feet, and the lot itself is just under 9,000 square feet. It's going for $459,000. It's marketed as a beautiful brick home with an updated kitchen that overlooks a huge backyard. It's been dubbed a must-see house. No mention of its connection to one of America's most prolific serial killers. So Gacy, which is his name, John Wayne Gacy, executed by lethal injection in 1994, but whose brain is shockingly a hot item, killed 33 boys and young men in the 70s. He buried 29 of his 33 victims in the trenches underneath and around his home and dumped 4 other bodies from bridges once his property couldn't hold any more of the bodies. After the house was raised in 1979, the vacant lot drew hordes of gawkers, fans, documentary, and even ghost hunters. A Chicago woman bought the land in 1986 for $30,544 and built the house for her retiring parents, who apparently knew what had gone down on the property. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
You never know who's your neighbor.
Damn.
Now, my cousin and I had a conversation with her and her husband this weekend that passed, and they seen somebody in a supermarket, and that person had told him they eat people. That he eat people here in the Poconos. He was a little drunk. So my cousin-in-law and my cousin, they just looked at him, and my cousin said she had to pull her husband out from where he was at because he already looked like he was about to kill him. Oh my God. Lord Jesus.
Now, did you remember this case? It was in a Tatiana Jefferson, cops who shot her at her home, arrested for murder. You heard about that?
No, wait a minute. Was that the one that
it said a white cop shot and killed Tatiana Jefferson in her own home over the weekend, is sitting in jail right now.
After outcries
from the community.
Okay.
Former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean was booked on a murder charge Monday, according to online records from the Tarrant County Correction Center. It appears Dean is still in custody as of this writing, with his bail set at $200,000.
Okay, because at first they had let him go. You know, he was behind, like, He was taken off of the force, but he was on light duty.
Mm-hmm.
And people was like, because he, I didn't understand it. Like, he said, put your hands up. He went into her home.
Yeah. So this is what it says. It says Dean was responding to a welfare call at, you heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I passed it. It was like, it's unclear exactly he was taken into custody, but Dean is arrested and comes out after he turned in his resignation and reportedly refused to cooperate with the investigation. This all comes after he gunned down at Tiana, a black woman, while in her home. Dean was responding to a welfare call at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday.
So what the hell is a welfare call?
I have no idea. After a concerned neighbor said that they saw her door open and body cam video released by the Fort Worth police. You can see an officer reported to be Dean, creeped up in the window in her backyard and almost instantly fired a shot after seeing Tatiana approach from inside. Oh, God. I think they got a camera. They got a picture of this right here.
Yeah, it was showing that. He said, put your hands up. She in her own home.
He quickly told her to put her hands up, but barely gave her any time to respond. And he also did not identify himself as a police officer. Tatiana was reportedly playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew in the house.
Wow.
Again, her own property. She succumbed to the wounds and died in her bed. Oh, my God. Of course, the city of Fort Worth was outraged by this killing, with even the mayor calling for justice over the situation. In an open letter, Betsy Price apologized to Tatiana's family and demanded answers from the police department. Tatiana's murder comes just a little over a week after ex-Dallas cop Anne McGarry was convicted of murdering Bodum Jean in 2018, when she shot him in his own apartment. This is getting out of hand, y'all. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, but I would like to know, what was the reason for him being called to the house? Like, who made that call? And for what reason? Like, what is a welfare? I don't understand.
A welfare call. Oh, my God. I don't know.
What do you mean a welfare call?
I don't know. They're trying to say like in a welfare area or something, you mean?
I don't know. She's sitting in there. So can you imagine the triumph with her 8-year-old?
Nephew. Yeah.
Nephew? Come on, man. That's a lawsuit from the nephew's mother. That's a lawsuit from Atiana's family. Yo, this is ridiculous. Yeah, put him in jail. He need to rot. He's an idiot.
Well, you know what? Hey, shout out to Jeff Johnson. We see you, man. We're going to be playing that commercial, man, because we're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, October 23rd. Make sure y'all come out and check us out. October 23rd, Greensboro, North Carolina. Shout out to Jeff Johnson, my man Kevin out there, Final Touch Productions, putting it in. Yeah, Jeff, I'm going to run the advertising. We good, man. Hope everything is going good down there. And Jeff said he never seen Power. We're going to get into that.
But watch this.
Cuba Gooding Jr., man. Is you keeping an eye on what's going on with this man?
Yo, every time you turn around, it's something with Cuba, but he's fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Because I looked at the little video clip that they showed. It didn't seem like he did anything.
Listen. First, it was he groped some woman. That's what it was, right? He was like, what? He was like, no, I'm going to go turn myself in. And then he talked to his lawyer, listen, I'm going to go. And he was like, no, you're not going to turn yourself in. You didn't do anything. He said, nah, but I know I didn't do anything. I just want to go there and let them know. He said, well, you better go there with representation. I'm going with you. And that's where it all started going downhill. Come on, man. You know, sometimes they get a little money and they feel that they could touch and squeeze you like you're going to just jump into their arms. And you just can't do it. You just can't do it. Now, is it a possibility that he probably touched somebody's booty? It's possible. Anything is possible. My whole thing is, like, why y'all coming, now? Because you see him making money? I don't understand. Ladies, sometimes my sisters, I got to look at y'all. But let me correct that, sisters. Sometimes it ain't us. It ain't us. Rent is due. Yo, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, but did you see about Ava DuVernay sued over the Reed technique? Creator says the film trashed his work. You know, when they seen the movie she did, When They See Us, the black lady, they're trying to sue her. Netflix.
For what?
I'm telling you, it says Netflix and When They See Us creator Ava DuVernay are being sued over the police interrogation technique depicted in the film because its creator claimed the movie got his methods all wrong. A former cop named John Reed claims in his lawsuit the Emmy-winning film defamed him by saying his methods was used to squeeze statements out of the Central Five. It was, you piece of garbage. We know it was. Hmm. In particular, he points out the scene from the episode 4 where the detective and someone from the DA's office are discussing the interrogation of suspect. The prosecution staffer says to the detective, "You squeeze statements out of them after 42 hours of questioning and coercion without food, bathroom breaks, withholding parent supervision. The Reed technique has been universally rejected. That's the truth. That's truth to you."
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the lawsuit, Reed said the technique he created specifically does not teach withholding parental supervision, denying interview. You's a lying bastard. And I know he's a lying bastard. You know what I mean? Because, you know, luckily, we can say this with us being witnesses to how these interrogations, from our own experiences, you know, we could tell from our own experience that this is what they do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That movie, that's for the people who don't know.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
I'd have went to sleep.
What do you mean?
If they'd have had me in the room trying to interrogate me, I'd have been going to sleep. Wake up! Listen, I'm tired. I didn't tell y'all already. I ain't did nothing. I'm sorry. I'm like, why are you yelling? Come on, man. You got me in here? Y'all gonna be sued. I'm telling y'all, because y'all got me in here and I ain't did nothing. Yep. So listen, let's talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I was waiting for you to talk about that. I said, I'm like, Pooh, you kind of being kind of smooth right now. The phone lines is open, y'all, but let Pooh finish this story real fast. Okay.
All right. So New York City biggest hip hop radio station says Tekashi 6ix9ine will get no spins once he releases new music unless the snitching rapper music forces their hand. An executive from Hot 97 tells TMZ, when Tekashi is released from prison and drops new music, the radio station will not jump to debut any of the records, and they don't anticipate playing any of 6ix9ine music at all. Fact is that the executive tells us that Hot 97 has never been a huge Tekashi supporter, and him ranting or former gang member is digging an even bigger grave and hole for himself as far as the radio station is concerned. Now, y'all remember we broke the story. One record label is making a multi-million dollar investment in Tekashi's, banking on him getting out of prison sooner than later and surviving all his snitching. While Hot 97 is firmly against giving 6ix9ine any radio play in the future, there is one scenario where his new tunes could flood their airwaves.
Woo!
The exec tells us Tekashi will get spins only if there's a massive outcry from the masses over a hugely successful song, cause in the end, capitalism trumps all. Tekashi prospects of performing at Hot 97's wildly popular Summer Jam are also slim to none. The executives tells us 6ix9ine's a total liability and will not be allowed to take the stage at any future concert. Bottom line, Tekashi will still have some sort of musical following once he gets out of prison, but you probably won't hear his voice on Hot 97. Now, let me just tell y'all something. Here's the problem. I know somebody is going to make a stand when it comes to him getting out of jail. Now, I don't wish this on Tekashi, but it's the writing on the wall. You're not going to come out of jail from doing all this snitching because it opens up the door for other people to be like, well, hey, he did it. I'm going to do it too.
Mick Benzel.
So now Everybody gonna be snitching, right? Just think about it. Nothing happens to Tekashi, and everybody gonna be snitching, and nothing's gonna happen to them. So they're gonna make Tekashi an example. I just pray for him, and I wish all of y'all to pray for him, because he gonna need it. Yeah, he gonna need it.
Good morning, Gwen. Good morning, sis. Let me tell you something, Pooh. Just let me tell you something. Mm. Let's look at her. His name is Hernandez, right? That's his name.
I don't know.
I think that's his name. Let's look at this realistically right now. He was what's the guy? I forgot the rapper's name. He was just on Hot 97 talking. Because him and Tekashi was going back and forth. I forgot his name. But long story short, he was saying he was so glad that he never really attacked or did nothing to Tekashi, because all this time he didn't know. All this time, you know, a lot of informants was running around with them. You know what I mean? Is that crazy how, you know, a lot of us are overlooking that part right there?
True.
How still, who and how is all these informants, who are they connecting to? And like, how do you stop informants from infiltrating what you're doing? Hmm. And not to say that, don't get me wrong, if you're doing something wrong, you need to be taken care of. You're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, but still to this day, it's just so easy for, you know, for organizations to get infiltrated. And it's like Tekashi, everybody who's been running with Tekashi 6ix9ine all the time, they was in danger from day one.
But wait a minute. He wasn't an informant before.
No, not Tekashi.
Okay.
We're not talking about Tekashi.
Who are we talking about?
One of the drivers was an informant. Working with the under, yes.
What?
Yeah.
So the driver.
Yeah, one of the drivers was an informant, like straight up.
An informant.
Yeah, informant, straight up working with the
feds.
The feds and all the stuff like that. And he like was there through the whole one too. So it's like, it's really hard for them to get out a lot of this shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Because they got somebody in, they got their own eyes present. Because remember that saying, y'all, spies win wars. Spies win wars. So always watch who's watching you. Be aware of the underwear, because underwear is aware of you. Somebody's always watching, and somebody's always. Somebody's always in the butter, trying to make some toast. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
And
so
I
they knew Tekashi. So this is my thing: if the driver
right
was an informant, why is it that they're letting Tekashi tell all of the information when the informant was in the car at the same time?
But what's stronger? You got an informant, right, and you got Tekashi.
And you got Tekashi.
That's a no-brainer now. The dude copped out. You know that, right?
What you mean?
The dude, what's his name? From Treyway, the one that was running the label, he copped out. He was on they sent him for 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was crying, and you know, because he felt he crying to his kids, and you know, he messed up, so forth and so on. But they could have gave him life easy.
Mm.
He could have got life easy, because they got him like for conspiracy, shooting a firearm and other stuff like that.
But he didn't kill nobody.
No. So it's almost like, you know, they got him where they needed him. You know what I mean? Like I said, that informant, Tekashi, you know, they need somebody to throw the big numbers on, so the state can make money with they work. With they, you know, put them on the jail plantation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But at the end of the day, a lot of y'all cats, going back to what we talking about with Tekashi right now, it's like, at the end of the day, man, it's like, you know, Tekashi is going to get out.
Yep, before Christmas.
He's going to get out. He's going to do all his trolling. I can guarantee y'all, he's going to be saying like, nah, I told these cats stop doing what they was doing and whatnot. Like, they, you know, it's almost like it's going to be real tricky, because, yeah, he snitched them out, but it almost looked like he was some little troll that they used, and it was probably like distorting and bullying at the same time. And I remember when Fat Joe told him to get away from everybody, and he was on Hot 90s. I'm on the Breakfast Club telling him, like, I'm trying to get these people away from me. And he's trying to say that he's trying to get everybody away from him.
Who was saying that?
Tekashi. He was trying to say that he's trying to firing everybody, but it was too late. It was too late, because they had too much on them already. You know what I mean? He was trying to get everybody away from him. So it was like, but it was too late.
He was already around all these, but this is what he wanted. He wanted to be a part of him, right?
This is what I'm saying. He wanted to be a part of it. Fat Joe and other people in the industry pulled him aside and said, yo, young man, you setting yourself up for a major fall. Because everybody who's been in this industry know that, you know, when you start making money and you start, you know, moving around, somebody's watching you. We know who's watching you, and we know who's trying to figure out, is all your money coming from your entertainment, or you got other people in your circle who, with that money you making, you sliding money to so they can flip some bricks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they got the informants' eyes out with big magnifying glasses, big speakers. You know what I mean? So they got their trying to figure all this out. But at the end of the day, they warned this young gun and said, warned Tekashi, said, yo, B, you got to fall back, B. You got to fall back because at the end of the day, you know, they're watching you and you're going to get caught up in some conspiracy stuff and it's going to be a rap-a-roni. And he was like, yeah. So he started, you know, listening to people and he started trying to crush the whole circle up and all that, but it was too late. So now what he's holding on him, Tekashi, which I believe, he's holding like, yo, I try to tell all y'all dudes to fall back and all that. It was too late, Tekashi. You was already in the midst of it when it was too deep. When you told them to fall back, it was too much stuff that was done already. And they had too much on y'all. So at the end of the day, even though you wanted them to fall back, your timing wasn't good. But now you're going to be looking at it like, I told these guys to fall back, and I'm not going to take the fall and go underwater with everybody else. But at the end of the day, when you was trolling everybody and you was all in the mix and co-signing people to do what they was doing with Chief Keef and all that other stuff like that and moving away, everything was cool in. But when you try to get everybody fall back, it was too late. Now you like, yo, you want to rat everybody out and you feel justified by doing that because like I told everybody to chill out. But no, B, you was knee deep in it too, man. So, but the thing of this pool, this is the funny thing about when he gets out.
Right.
When he gets out. You know, is it or is there somebody waiting for him when he gets out? I'm talking about no female family. Is it a staunch enemy waiting for him? Because you got to think about Nipsey Hussle just quick.
Mm-hmm.
Nipsey and his cat had a fallout, and this dude really, you know, took Nipsey out, man. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. I'm like, and Nipsey, now, what's his name? Tekashi, he done destroyed some homes right now and families. Like, so are people really going to be extreme about it? Or are they going to say, you know what? Like my man was saying to Ebro, he was saying like, nah, these cats ain't going to go after these cats that's protected by the government. They scared. You know what I mean? They're going to be scared.
So.
They're going to be scared to do something to him because it ain't like with a mob. The mob wouldn't care. We're going to X him out.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
What's that? Y'all could get on this conversation too now because what y'all think about this Tekashi thing right here? This is some serious. I want to hear some feedback with this Tekashi stuff.
See,
Jaja said he wanted to be hard and then snitched everybody out. That's what I'm saying.
That's what
Tamila
he
said. I feel he's going to be a target when he gets out.
Yes, I agree.
Sweet T, what up, girl?
Hey, Sweet T.
TT.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it's scary. I wouldn't want to be around them. Absolutely not. You know, here's the thing, because they was talking about that his identity had to change. Now, this is what they were saying prior to the record deal, that his identity and his place of living had to change. They had to change his face, his name, everything. This is what they were saying.
Right.
Now this came about as far as him getting over $10 million.
Damn!
My thing is like,
ring the bell on that shit, huh?
Yeah, right. for real. Over $10 million. That's only for the $10 million, not for Tekashi.
Mm.
They're giving him over $10 million, right?
Right.
But someone is that's making other people think like, yo, I'm a snitch too. You understand what I'm saying? So to avoid that big opening the door for people snitching on about what's going, if they get down with all this, they're going to have to make him an example.
Mm.
And that's the hurtful part. They like it. I don't know when, why, who, what, or where. I don't know. But it's scary because, you know, you've been brought up for years knowing that snitches get stitches, right? Mm-hmm. But it became no longer stitches. It became gone. You're just gone. So is the stitching mean that they stitching you up after they embalm your body?
I think the stitches was like people like in jail, they were just slicing you up. Like, you know, it was like buck 50 you out. You know, you stitch, you get, you just walk by. Oh, hey.
Well, somebody, you know, somebody who, whatever they do, they're just not going to care. Mm-hmm. They're not going to care. If I get time or life, whatever, I done did my time out in the street, I'm going to do what I have to do, but I'm going to make sure that he don't get to do it again. He don't get to live the life because other people's lives is in jeopardy. You know, when somebody do something to you, they feel that they can't be touched.
Woo!
That is the problem. They feel they can't be touched. Sometimes people get an authority and they feel that they can do or say whatever they can and you can't get touched. Trust me, you can get touched. And he used to, he was on Hot 97 talking to Charlamagne and he was like, yo, I guarantee you, I can't get touched. I'm telling you, I can't get touched.
He was saying that, Pooh, because the people he had around him. He felt them people was going, you know, they, you know, he felt he was a part of something. And everybody, he felt like he's a part of a family that they was going to back him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But watch this. Look, Jaja said he's full up. That fool was on Facebook with a Tech N9ne playing hard, making threats. So now how's he trying to get away?
Right.
He wanted to be a part of that life. That's right. That's what I was saying, JJ. You know what I mean?
That's right. So my thing is, you know,
good morning, Belinda.
You already knew what you were doing. He knew what he was doing, right?
Yeah.
You want to play like you the man, yeah? Like you, yeah. This is what you about. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you not the man. And I would not want to even. I mean, the money sounds good, but everything that glitter ain't gold.
That's right.
So you gonna enjoy your little money for that little moment, but then it's gonna be a wrap.
Sweet T say, it's cray cray. He wasn't a real gangster anyway. You said that right. He definitely wasn't. No, he was a prankster from day one. He was definitely a prankster, man. He was definitely a prankster, man. But at the end of the day, it's sad, man. It's sad, man.
Nobody gonna care whether they go to jail or not. And then again, you just never know. You know what I'm saying? Listen, he gonna, oh man, it's crazy. I don't care what kind of feds you gonna have behind you. Cause you, when you a snitch for the feds, you a snitch for life. They got you for life.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to always pull something over. Listen, don't have us bring this back up and back up on you. It's like, oh, man. This, oh. Look. Let's get into something.
I don't want to be in no concert with him. I don't want to be around nothing because something's going to happen. It's just going to be a problem. It's going to be a bump. Yeah, listen, look how it happened with Malcolm X. Get your hand on my pocket.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a distraction before
get
the action.
Get your hands. I said that to Tommy Davidson when he see me. I said, yo, what's up? I said, oh, get your hand on my pocket, man. Get your hand on my pocket. That's my man, Tommy Davidson. Salute, man. Salute, man. Salute. But yeah, so look, this is something else. What's that? Kourtney Kardashian found out. And I know, Pooh, you'd be mad as hell if you found out.
What?
She discovered who stole $5,200 from her and Scott. You know what I mean?
What?
She was the fact she was home alone with our kids, a furious Kourtney says. She learned a hard lesson. She got to be careful as Kim when it comes to letting people into her home. Sunday's episode of Keeping Up documented a moment of the eldest Kardashian sister, out an unnamed woman she had hired to be a part of her team, has allegedly stole her iPad out of her wallet and $4,500 out of Scott's wallet. She also learned the woman also apparently hacked all her devices, including her cell phone. Kourtney was chatting with Chloe when her assistant Megan informed her that she was discovering that there was cash missing from your wallet. So I don't know if you spent it out the other night. Kourtney said she specifically remember having hundreds in her wallet, handing 20 to the valet and throwing the rest in cash back into her bag. But Megan said there was no hundreds anywhere in sight. Khloé asked if there's a chance her sister may have dropped or lost the money, but Courtney was adamant that it wasn't that didn't happen.
The fact
that money is missing from my wallet definitely doesn't feel like a coincidence. She later told the camera she had an iPad missing in the house too. You know, I have people in and out of my house all day, people that I trust. Something just isn't right.
Huh.
Later, Courtney got a text that made her grasp. It's like looking up at Khloé and Megan. She said, "This lady stole $700, then she stole $45 out of Scott. That's my security. Who was here today? Just said he seen her two times with her phone flashlight in the office, and then he took his flashlight and flashed through the window." Megan asked about the camera, but Courtney said she didn't have to set up. Well, she said she didn't have any setup where the woman was. She never come in here again. She's in her typical monotone voice as a wide Khloé learned and shouted out, "No shit, Sherlock." All right, so to get to the point, man, if somebody works there, was stealing goddamn money from her. So you got to watch the people around you, man, because, you know, people do the dumbest stuff out, man.
Yo, man.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Warren, you still on this Tekashi? He said he's a pussy and he should rot in jail. Effing rat bastard. Oh, my. Warren, boy, you don't hold back, boy. Warren, you just don't hold back.
Come on, man. You be around somebody and you calling them your right hand, and then the right hand just want to be on top. And next thing you know, the right hand man set you up, y'all.
Oh, man.
That's just devastating.
Yeah, I tell you, boy, yo.
If you got your right hand man, you should always be planning, like, yo, if he ever decide to do this, I'm one step ahead of them. That's it. You always got to be one step ahead. You just don't know. You just don't know. You better understand. You close to me, I got somebody else watching you. Why you watching me? I seen you.
Yeah.
Walking in the rain.
Let's rock some music. We're gonna get into something. We're gonna get back into some. We got some birthdays coming up. We got some health stuff coming up, and we're gonna get up out of here. Shout out to Stevie D. So again, matter of fact, let me play this. I don't forget. Let me play this.
Oh, you know who's a celebrity?
Who?
Home Goods. Ooh, opening November 3rd.
Okay, you need to be the spokeswoman for them. Look, we got to send you over there.
This girl,
I talked to Pooh on the phone last week. She said, "Oh, God!" I said, what she saying? I thought somebody came home from jail. Oh, God! I thought he said he's home. He's home, and she's good. She's about Home Goods. I'm like, yeah, all right, Pooh, God damn.
Oh, my God, I love Home.
Make you some shirts that say Home Goods on it.
Home Goods is coming to the Poconos. Oh, my God. Grand opening. I'm going to be right out there. Hey, how you doing?
Yo, Toby Hicks said he lost 24 pounds. Yo, Toby, I'm feeling you,
what?
Baby Paul.
All right,
that's what
Toby.
I'm talking about, Toby. Yeah, I'm in the gym, too. Watch your back. All y'all son of a guns, watch your back. Your boy, do it. One day at a time. You know what I mean? It said, Sweet T said, shout out to Tim Tebow for praying over a fan that was having a seizure in the basketball game. Yeah, that's a blessing there, too. Yeah. Hold on, let me play this commercial, and we're going to get right back. We're going to get back to some birthdays, some health. And we ain't going to do no sports if Steve ain't here. But Warren, you call up. You can give us an update on some sports if you call in, all right? All right, but let me just play this commercial real quick, all right? Let's go. Come on. I don't hear nothing. I'm playing it. Ain't nothing coming out. Oh, man. What the hell is that? You heard the thing knocking?
That's me.
Yo, what the hell is up with this thing? The thing ain't playing. Huh?
That be me. That be me.
Yo, what the hell?
Do the bomb.
This thing is not playing. Yo. Yeah, Jeff, I'm trying to play the commercial here, but something's not. Something's, Hold on. Do I got it on mute in here? Do I got it on mute? Is it on mute? It's not playing. I got... Hey. I don't know why, man. She not playing, man. The thing not playing. Yeah, I don't know. I got everything up. Everything is up, man. Yeah, that's crazy, man. That is crazy. I don't know why this thing ain't coming on, but Pooh, let's get to the birthdays. But North Carolina, Greensboro, October 23rd, we on our way. We on our way. Make sure you get your tickets early. Get your tickets early. I don't know why this thing is not playing. What the hell is going on here? What's going on here? This thing is not playing. It's like, I don't care what you do, Khalil. I'm not playing right now. I don't care what you do. But look, while that's doing all that, we're going to get into some birthdays, man. Shout out to my man, Drama. My man, Drama. I seen you in the building, baby boy. B-More in the house. B-More is in the house. Yeah, B-More is in the house. So let's do it like this real quick. Let's do it like this. It's your birthday. Let's do it. Let's go. This is playing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Come on.
It's your birthday.
Come on.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday, birthday.
It's your birthday.
Birthday, birthday.
It's your birthday.
Birthday, birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. Yo, Pebbly Poo, let me know just who birthday we going to speak about today, because I know it's that day and they should be happy and eat some cake like Pappy. And I don't care if it don't make sense because it's so condensed and my mind likes to flow and I just like to go and that we y'all like to grow and I don't wear no afro and Pebbly Blue, it's time to go. I need somebody birthday. That's called the stiff rap. We call it the stiff rap. You got to be stiff, cause I got it like that. To be stiff, you gotta be stiff. You can't know that you don't got the gift. Even if you're stiff, you got the gift. Even if you're stiff, you got the gift. I like that hook, right? Stiff, you got the gift. Even if you rap real stiff, you got the gift. If you rap real stiff, you got the gift. Who birthday we got, boo? Who birthday we got out there?
Giving a shout out. A shout out to my girl. My girl, my girl.
Who that be?
Keisha Cole.
What? Today her birthday?
She 38 years old.
Kiki, what up, girl?
Keisha Cole, happy birthday, mom.
Yo, you know what? Today, this is October. I'm thinking about November. Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
You know, yesterday would have been my mommy birthday.
Oh, poo.
Yeah, I always recognize my mommy birthday. Matter of fact, I be hitting the number, her number, 1014. That's 10-14. A good number. I hit it one time for $4,000. I should go play it today and make sure that I hit it again.
Oh, man. That's a good, deep one you just said just now. Wow.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. My mommy. Mm. So, yes, Keisha Cole birthday today, 38 years old. She coming out with another show on VH1. So, here we go, Keisha.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, man.
I wonder how moms is doing. Her mom's, what's her mom's name? Remember her mom?
I don't remember her mom.
Yeah, her mom. She was like
her little, sister Effie, I think. Her sister.
Little ex-crackhead mom. She did her thing, man.
Lord have mercy.
Like she came a long way, man. That was good how she brought her back. You know, that's beautiful, man. Come back from that, man. We come back from that dark state of darkness. It's
yes.
Good.
Yes.
But yeah, what you got? Who birthday is? You got Keisha Cole. Who else we got?
Ooh-wee. Shoot doop be doo doop doo doop. Shoot doop be doo doop doo doop.
Who that?
One of the Jacksons.
It can't be Jermaine.
It is Tito.
Tito?
Tito Jackson.
Tito Jackson, you Scorpio egghead.
66 years old.
God damn, Tito.
Oh, my God. God.
Damn.
Tito.
Damn,
Tito.
He about slap boxing with 70.
Yo, he's nasty on the guitar. He's a guitarist, and he's still doing his damn thing. You know, it's amazing how they are still doing shows and stuff. So
yeah,
that's
we seen him a few years back on in Florida. We performed with them at the same event. And, you know, we spoke with them. They gave us a lot of love. And they looked it good, man. You know, they looked it good. And it was like, you know, these was our childhood idols, man. Tito, you know.
I know, right?
And just to see them like, yo, wow, man. It's just funny, man, you know. It's funny how life goes, man. But
yeah,
happy birthday, Tito, man. Keep doing your thing. I heard your little record on Heart and Soul, and I know you keeping it pushing. And your kids. I wonder what happened with his kids, the three T's and all that. Remember that?
I know. I don't know. But you know, one hit wonders at times. You got to keep pushing them. Sometimes people get that one hit wonder. They get that one hit, and then they just relax. Man, I'll be in the studio getting the next record, okay?
Yeah, man.
Next person. This is one of my favorite R&B singers. Oh, my God.
Who? I'm dying to hear this. Who?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Pooh. Spill it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to mute your microphone now.
Genuine.
What?
Oh, my
October God. October 50, Genuine birthday?
Genuine birthday is today. My pony.
Woo!
Oh, my God. He fine as wine.
Genuine.
Why they make that fine as wine? Because wine ain't fine.
No, but wine, it takes time to, you know, age. You know what I mean? That's what it says. It's an aging process.
I don't know.
That's where it comes from.
He get better with age. Lord.
Genuine wine
is fine as hell.
Genuine.
So I got a new record coming out. You know what it's called?
What?
You Can Get It.
Oh, God.
All right, telling you, it can be said in so many several ways.
But
we can
tell which way you said it, but go ahead.
You can get it.
Genuine. Sean, are you listening?
Oh, my God.
Are you listening?
Shut up your face. So, the next birthday I would like, and I know that you probably don't know who the hell I'm talking about.
Who that be?
But his name is Vincent Martella. He is 27 years old today. Happy birthday, Vincent.
Who the hell is Vincent?
He plays, you know how everybody hates Chris?
Right.
He's the little white boy that was with Chris.
Oh, okay.
That's Everybody Hate Chris. Oh, man. He is so funny. What?
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You ain't shit, Khalil.
Oh, man. I'll tell y'all later at the pool finish. I would tell everybody about the gym last night when I was telling you earlier.
Lord.
I got to tell you. Make sure if you ain't been in the gym in a long time.
You got to warm up.
Don't come with Colin. Don't come there with me.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you finish. Let's finish this up. Go ahead.
Next birthday, I am looking at this TV actor. I love him in movies. His name is Paul Logan.
Oh, my man, Paul.
46 years old today.
Paul, what's up, baby boy?
Paul.
Oh,
man. Paul did so many different movies, but he is really, really good looking. And I give him a shout out because he could have went a whole nother direction. But that man right there, he keeps it popping in the movies, okay? On the TV shows as well. I want to give a shout out, this young lady. You know, God rest her soul. She died last year. Her name is Penny Marshall.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall, she would have been... let's see, I think it's 75. No, she died at age 75 last year. She would have been 76 today. So if y'all don't know who she is, she's from Laverne and Shirley.
Mm.
Yeah. She starred big with Tom Hanks. And she became the first female director to have a film gross over $100 million.
What?
Yeah. Penny Marshall. Loved her, man.
Man.
Yeah. And let me just tell you something else. No, you know, she's from the Bronx.
Who, Penny Marshall?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she from the Bronx. The Grand Concourse by me.
You talking about the Penny Marshall?
Yes.
She became a big director and all that?
Yes.
Yo, the BX be spitting them out, boy.
Yeah, she started tap dancing at the age of 3. And her street as a child was the Grand Concourse in the Bronx.
Mm.
Yeah. Such luminaries as Neil Simon and Calvin Klein also grew up there.
Calvin Klein?
In the Bronx.
Calvin Klein?
Yes. On
the jeans, Calvin Klein?
Yes, off the Grand Concourse.
I'm bugging you. You bugging me out, man.
Now, do you remember that Penny was also in The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple, yeah. I remember The Odd Couple. And the other one she was in with...
The Mary Tyler Moore Show and Happy Days.
Yeah, the one with the dude, the comedian guy?
Squiggly?
No.
Cool.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
What was the show they had? Her and the other girl.
Mork and Mindy.
Oh, Mork and Mindy. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, that was some funny stuff right there. God. What else? What else we got, Pooh?
Let's see.
Yes, yes, y'all. So fresh, y'all. Yes, y'all. So
I wanna fresh, y'all. I want to say Brendan Mega. Major. That's what I want to say.
Huh?
He's 29 years old today. He's from Los Angeles, California. And let me see.
Mama don't dance. They don't rock and roll. What?
Okay. So, y'all may not be into this, but you might. But he's one of the Power Rangers. He was Dino. The Red Dino Charge Ranger.
Right.
And he starred in American Horror Story, and he was in 90210. Just to name a few.
Have a great day, Belinda. Frankie. That's who Keisha Cole's mother name was, Frankie. Thank you, Jamila.
Frankie.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, it's Frankie. Yeah. That's what's up. McBenzo, what's up, baby boy? He said the Bronx is here. All right,
y'all.
Yeah. All right, y'all BXs. You know what I mean?
Woo.
Yeah, you caught me off guard with that one, man. You know what I mean? Yo, Warren, I am in the gym, baby. Listen, give me like 6 months. It's going to be a wrap-a-roni, B. 6 months, you know, I'll be all right. Taking my time. I'm doing it my way this way. So hold up. Let me play this real quick because, you know, I just thought about it. I could play this commercial on this computer as well. I've got we done upgraded. You know. Hello? Why are they coming out on here? Hello? Hello? Well, you ain't going to hit on that either. Yeah, it's coming out on that one, but we get it right. So we did the birthdays,
no,
right?
We left out a person. His name is Anthony Joshua. He's a boxer.
What? Oh, he got a fight coming. He's fighting that guy again, coming up again.
Yeah, man.
In December.
Yeah.
Today's his birthday?
Yes.
Wow, man.
He's 30.
He's only 30 years old?
30.
That's it?
That's it. He won the superweight heavyweight gold award in the 2012 Olympics and turned pro the following year. He won the BF Heavyweight Championship in 2016.
Yeah, I think he beat Klitschko, one of them cats.
Yeah, he beat Charles Martin in February 2016.
That's what he became champ when he beat him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's a good fighter. But that dude, Luis, the Mexican guy, just hit him in top of his head and just his brain just... He couldn't. He knocked his brain off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Who?
Joshua, the Mexican dude. He lost his last fight. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that dude, because he wasn't really supposed to fight that dude. He was supposed to fight somebody else, but he ended up fighting that dude last minute.
Okay.
So in other words, he never got a chance to really train for that guy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So now he's definitely going to train for him, and he's definitely going to It's going to be on now. It's going to be on.
Yeah, you got to watch them hits in the top of the head.
I'm telling you, but I'm telling you, little boxing.
I don't even know how people be headbutting people. I'm like.
No, but headbutting because when you two people jump in at the same time. You know what I mean? And you can get a nasty cut from the headbutt when you jump in at the same time.
I'm going to be knocked out.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to be knocked the hell out, man. Yeah, I'm like, wow, man. But that's a scary one there. That's scary right there.
You know what's scary?
What's that?
When you at the gym and you ain't warm up.
You should be at the gym and you didn't warm up?
Yeah, that's scary. When you are at the gym and you do not warm up before you actually go in there to do exercise. And you can contest to that, Carlisle.
Oh my God. You ain't going to let me forget to tell that story, right?
Please tell that story.
My brother, I know you at work right now. This is our webmaster guy. We call him Infinite. I was on my way to the gym yesterday. And I said, yo, Inf, you know, you probably want to go to the gym. I know you smoked a little cigarettes and stuff like that. Not cigarettes. You know, he's them little cigar things. I said, you probably want to go to the gym with me. He said, yeah, I come with you. So, you know, he was my guest at the gym. And I've been going to the gym a little over a month, you know, almost 2 months. And so he comes to the gym, right, Pooh? He comes to the gym. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's all I can say. He comes to the gym, and it's like, you know, I had to throw the woe in here.
You got to show them exactly. You got to be exactly showing them what happened.
No, so look, if y'all, look, this is what happened. Look, my camera right here, so they can see me right here. Right? So, this is crazy. So, we get on a treadmill. I said, we're going to do a half hour on a treadmill. So, we get on the treadmill. We didn't even run or do no sprints on the treadmill. We just walk, you know, real fast on the treadmill for like a half hour. Mm-hmm. So we went in, we had Planet Fitness. So we go into this other part of the gym and we was going to do like little routines like pull-ups, push-ups, dips, jumping jacks and stuff like that. No burpees. I do burpees by myself. When I'm by myself, I do the burpees. So when we... You know, he told me that I know he ain't been in the gym for a while. I said, so I just cut everything down real short. We ain't gonna just do this amount and do this amount. Mm-hmm. So when we got on our third one, listen to me, y'all. If you ain't been at the gym in a long time, please be careful. We on our third, what you call, and he looks at me, his eyes got real wide. I'm like, yo, what's up, B, you all right? He said, I feel lightheaded. I'm about to pass out. I said, oh, shoot. And he had his water in his hand. Now, you know you get nervous when this happens. Everybody will get nervous when this happens. The water dropped. The water bottle dropped out of his hand. Now, it's just the fact that the water is just spilling over the floor. And he's leaning down on me, about to pass out. I'm holding him up. I'm like, yo, get up, bro. Yo, I said, yo, breathe slowly. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to tell his son. I told his father to come to the gym with me. I said, I told his black ass to stay home. You know what I mean? So he's falling out, and I'm grabbing him before he hits the ground. And the Spanish chick was right beside us. I said, mommy, Benica. I didn't say Benica. I know Benica. Benica mean come here, right?
Yeah.
I said, mommy, come here for me. I said, yo, could you go get me some help? She ran to the front desk. The guy came back with a chair. But me and these other cats, you know, I think they was on a basketball team up here in Pocono Mountain West. They came and they helped me move him to another chair. So we all lifting him up. And we got him sitting up. And we put a little water on him. He's drinking water real slow. And he's breathing. And, you know, and he's still, like, out of it. That a guy comes with some Gatorade and he's breathing and he finally snapped back at it. And I was like, oh shit. So I said, yo, I'm gonna drop you back off home, brother. You know what I mean? And we got in the car. I said, you ain't never coming to gym with me again. I said, you ain't never coming to the gym with me again.
I said, this ain't gonna happen to me, man. And this is a reminder, everybody, that if you ain't been at the gym in a while, you know you get these trainers and these, you know, people that, you know, want to train you, or some of your friends, they want to just push you too hard. Be careful of them, because they will get your ass killed. You know what I mean? You know, they would just, sometimes you just got to take it easy. You know what I mean? And build yourself up to it. You know what I mean? You got to build yourself up. You can't just jump in it. And he didn't do that. Because we took it light, but he didn't work out in a while. And it's like, you know, I think he probably got dehydrated, but it's real. I'm like, yo, I did not expect that to happen, man. You know, we laughing, going to the gym. Yes, we're going to do this, that, you know, in there. We're on a treadmill laughing. And all I know, after that, it's like, yo. I was like, whoa. Because I know, like, in the gym, like, some gyms you go to, especially, like, the boxing gym, some cats, they will just try to keep on. Don't get me wrong. It's good if you're trying to win a fight. I mean, for the sport and all this. But if you're just doing it for the rec, just to do it, just to get your skills right, and don't overdo it, man. Of course, you want to make sure you got your win and your stamina, because you get older, you know, you got to get that stamina up. But at the end of the day, I kid you not, man, that was real weird and scary, man, because I was like, yo, this dude is, I tell you, like I said, Pooh, when the bottle dropped out of his hand, when it's like he lost control, the bottle just dropped out of his hand, and the water started falling on the floor, I said, oh, shit, the shit is on. I said, it's going down. I said, he's about to drop on a brother. I'm like, yo, hold on here, bro. Look. And he was coming down like a junkie just hit the needle. He was like, here I go. I'm like, yo. I said, yo.
So, you know what? That's a good thing that he's all right today. He's all right, right? Did he go to the doctor?
No, I don't think he went to the doctor.
He needs to go to the doctor. No. You don't ignore the signs. That's what's wrong with the men. The men don't go to the doctor.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to text him and say he probably needs to get a checkup, right? Yeah,
absolutely. You don't know what that meant. Was it sugar low?
But it, you know what? He drunk the Gatorade. The Gatorade could have brought the sugar back up, right?
Yeah. He needs to go check it out.
Yeah, that's a good one there. That's a real good one there. You don't know what happened, man, right?
Don't know.
Wow, man. So, yo, anybody that's going out to the gym, man, y'all take your time, man. And you don't want Warren to go to the gym with Warren. Warren's type of dude, he'll push you until you just drop out. Hey, Warren, how you doing today, man? It's good to hear from you. You know what I mean? Warren will push you till you drop out. You know what I mean? The lines is open. We're going to get into some...
sports.
Some sports. If Warren calls, we're going to get into some sports. If Warren, kaboom, calls, give us some updates on some sports, Warren. So Stevie D ain't here. Stevie D's handling some very important business for the team right now. And like I said, we're just doing our thing, one thing at a time. Shout out again to Rob Bass and his wife.
Woo!
We interviewed them. You said where the commercial. Hey, Tamila, I was trying to play the commercial. It's not happening right now. I'm trying to. So the commercial I was trying to play, y'all, is for the show. Steve said, y'all, I'll be right back Thursday. Hey, Facebook, Stevie D.
Stevie D.
Handle that business, bro. Handle that business, brother. Handle that business. You know what I mean? Everything good, Steve. Yo, Mick said he passed out. Yo, Mick, he almost passed out, Mick. Yeah, Mick, I'm telling you, he did the dope fiend nod. He's falling down. I had to catch him. He literally was falling. I had to catch him, man.
It felt like dead weight. That was part of Khalil's weightlifting.
Oh, stop it. Good morning, Alicia. Shout out to Praise FM. Shout out to everybody. You know,
hey, again, Linda.
Again, let's go do it again. November 2nd, Praise Fest here in the Poconos. Praise Fest. Let's talk about this again. November 2nd. Get your tickets now. Now, what's her name? Jeannie going to be performing now, right?
Jeannie.
Oh, Lord. And the Oxygen with HCO band?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's going to be hype right there. Oh, my God. It's going down now.
It's going down.
Yeah. So get your tickets. We got some left. But like I said,
I'm going to be on the red carpet.
Yeah, Pooh going to be on the red carpet. We all going to be on the red carpet. You know,
I'm hosting.
And that's right. Pooh, look, listen, again, since y'all don't know. Force MDs and Pebbly Pooh will be hosting. Bird Presley is performing as well.
Go ahead, Bird.
And then, like I said, you got Jessica Reedy and a lot of other gospel celebrity artists that's going to be performing. This is something really good, man. It's going to be it's the Abeloff Theater in East Stroudsburg University. It's going to be a phenomenal gospel concert and event. Shout out to Praise FM, Rainy Rue Productions, putting this thing together, Uni ETV. We all out here just doing what we do, man. We just doing what we do, man. One day at a time, one brick at a time. We ain't rushing. There's no rush. One brick at a time, y'all. One brick at a time. Jeannie Nixon, Lightfoot will be performing. Yeah, we got it. And Alicia said she can't wait. Yeah, we can't wait either. Get your tickets now, y'all. Get your tickets now.
$35.
Get your tickets now.
Now.
Yeah, so Pebbly Pooh, will be hosting as well. And Pooh, this is a good thing. We're representing for the community. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're going to think I was a singer because I'm going to change every time I get on that damn stage.
Well, if y'all didn't see Pebbly Pooh perform, it's like seeing like a Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson concert. I'm talking about she'll change up like five times. And on the fifth time, you're like, Pooh, you had that on the first one you had on. And she said, no, I didn't. I got all different color shoes. You remember? You right. You got the same white on, but you got green shoes on, not the red shoes. Said, right. It's a big difference. The way I ain't going to say
everything blinged out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The queen of bling. That our nickname at the station for Pebbly is the queen of bling. She comes in with a blinged out cane, blinged out sneakers, blinged out everything. Her computer got bling. Her phone had bling. We was like, yo, bling, bling.
Bling, bling. And it's not a sloppy bling. And speaking of bling, doing a table decor. Oh, my God. It's called Decor Yard Sale. Oh, my God. And then what it is, it's a tablescape. So once you see the tablescape, you can look at it and you'd be like, oh, my God, I want this for my table. But I want this color for this color. Oh, my God, it's amazing. I sold out last year. Here we go again this year. And it includes whatever you can think of that can go on your table that looks elegant. That's what we will be selling. Okay?
Hey, Alicia, I see the link. She just sent me the link for the Praise Fest. And I got the link for the North Carolina pre-homecoming celebration. All right, so y'all can get your tickets. You know, go to Facebook event and get your tickets. Same thing with, hey, Alicia, I'm really loving the way that damn logo is coming out. That Praise FM. Look at that logo. Look. Yeah. I should get the little yellow in there like that. That is dope. Oh, oh my God, Alicia. You dude killed that. Get him on the phone with me now. Get him on the phone with me right now, Alicia. You hear me? That Praise FM logo is dope. Oh my God, I'm getting jealous. Alicia, this is not good. It's dope. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my man Jeff Johnson out there in North Carolina, Greensboro, holding it down. You know what I mean? Columbia, South Carolina, holding it down. Final Touch Productions, we out there doing our thing out there in North Carolina. Pebbly,
what's up?
We got 20 minutes left.
All right.
Want
to do the health?
Yeah, I got to let Pebbly break this health down because people really love when Pebbly break this health down. Just remember, I give her the information and she says
Oh, my God.
Are you messing up my dribble. I was almost down the court about to score and you're trying to snatch the ball out of my hand. Look, so I give her the information and she reports it very well. But I do all the research. Okay, Pooh.
Unbelievable.
Is that the truth?
Let's talk about, no. Let's talk about the importance.
Is your mic muted? You can hear yourself? Okay.
Let's talk about eye health.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to actually nourish your eyes, you know? And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Eating better and spending less time looking at digital devices is not just good for your body and mind, it's healthy for your eyes too. Nourish your eyes for today and tomorrow. So nutrition is key. Your eyes are unique and have their own nutritional needs. Care for them the right way by choosing healthy foods. Now, I know y'all gonna say, which healthy food? So I've never been into kale, you know, but People said kale is good, and so is mixed green salad. Getting the right nutritionist, the nutrients to help nourish your eyes is a master of choosing foods with eye healthy nutrients like omega-3s. And I know a lot of you guys are not into omega-3s. And I have to say to myself, I have omega-3 sitting on my table and I don't actually go to it every day. And that's sad. And you know what's really sad? If you are forced to take medication, you'll take the medication because you're forced to. But you're not forced to taking your omega-3s and your COQ10s, you know, and your vitamins. As you get older, your bones get thinner. They get weak. And you have to strengthen your bones. So you need that D3, vitamin D3. You need the omega-3s. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all understand? Okay? Now, we're using digital devices more than ever before, exposing our eyes to high energy blue light from these devices for hours a day, which may impact our eyes over time. You know, what you do in the past actually affects your future. So the blue light is specifically formulated with high levels of vital eye nutrients to help nourish your eyes with 25 mg of lutein and 5 mg of zaccodin. Now, these formula works to support the macular pigment that helps filter the blue light. So if y'all notice, some jobs that you have actually have the screen that you put in front of the computer. Now, I'm telling you guys, if you ain't never heard this before, go to your boss and ask them for the screen to go over your screen. And if they saying we don't have that, then reach out to OSHA. Or you can reach out to OSHA first. But at the end of the day, you need that screen because your eyes, you need your eyes. If you don't need nothing else, you need your eyes. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? A lot of us wear glasses. Guess what? It's still going to be a problem. It's still going to be a problem. You putting stress, which is a major factor in your busy lives. We may not realize the impact that, you know, that the things that you do have an impact on your eye health. Working on the computer for hours during long distance, sunlight exposure, and leading without pausing can cause eye fatigue and may impact our eye health over time. So y'all be saying, oh, I'm tired, but it's eye fatigue. And I know you didn't know that. So try to do that, okay? Get the nutrition for your eye today. Talk to your doctor. And if you don't have one, you need your ass beat because you need a doctor every day. Y'all guys don't go to the doctor like you should. A lot of us men don't do it. A lot of you men don't do it. A lot of us women, we don't do it as well, but we only go there when something happens. And I have to basically say that I was doing the same thing. I wasn't going to the doctor until something happens. Now go to the doctor for everything. If you got the insurance, utilize your insurance. Go to the damn doctor for anything. You are not a doctor. So stop trying to basically medicate yourself. Oh, you know what? It's a headache. Let me go there. But if you have a headache for a week and you still taking pills, there's a problem. You know? So go to the doctor. Go see the doctor. Shout out to Kumo D. So 20-20-20 rule. As you age, your eyes can lose vital nutrients like lutein, which are crucial for supporting a healthy macula. You can't stop aging, but you can start simple habits that help care for your eyes through your 40s, 50s, and beyond. For every 20 minutes of screen time or paperwork, give your eyes a rest. That's the first 20 minutes. Step 2, 20 feet. Stare at something at least 20 feet away. Step 3, stare at least 20 seconds to engage your distance vision and ease your eye strain. So if you're in the computer like this, like constantly all the time, take 20 minutes. That's all it takes. Take 20 minutes. 15 minutes with your eye doctor can make a real difference. Go see the eye doctor, please, y'all. Even if you think your vision is fine, make an annual eye care appointment. Just check it. Your eyes may offer dues to other health conditions like diabetes and vascular health. Your doctor can also discuss your diet and lifestyle and address small complaints before they turn into larger vision problems. You understand? Go see the eye doctor. You get a blood shot, stop diagnosing yourself. You're not the doctor. Oh, I was stressed out. That's why I got a blood vessel busted. Go see the eye doctor. Let them check behind your pupils. It's worth 100 times fold. I'm here to tell you, okay? That's it today for the eye health and the nutrients for your eyes. Eat some carrots. You know they tell you to eat some carrots too, okay? Love you guys.
That was good, Pooh. That was real good. Yeah, so you got some information. Hopefully y'all could, you know, use that information and benefit whatever you're doing, man. Shout out to everybody in the building, man, doing what we do, man. You know, doing what we do. It's a beauty. You know, I seen Jeannie on here. You know that, right?
You did?
Yeah, Jeannie Nixon, you know.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, Jeannie, call in if you're still listening, Jeannie. 570-218-9699. We want to talk to you about your performance, about this concert. We need to talk to you about this, Jeannie. We need to talk to you about this, you know?
Yeah, Jeannie, call in.
Call in, Jeannie. We want to talk to you about this. We want to know what y'all going to do, how y'all going to set it off. How you gonna set it off? How you gonna set it off, man? But Pooh, that information with the eyes, I'm telling you, the older you get, your eyes. What are you doing? Pebbly's hiding. She's hiding.
Yeah. So, I just love it that Praise Fest is coming to the Poconos. That's what I love, because a lot of people, they haven't, you know, they don't go out to actually experience the concerts and things. They have to go further out, like to New York or New Jersey, to go see the concert. Now we got it here in the Poconos.
That's right. Shout out to my girl Von Mink. I see you, girl.
Hey, from Von.
From the Mink Show. You know, that's my guy Sean's daughter. Shout out to Von. She's doing big things. She's doing her thing with that station she got. Oh man. Do your thing, girl. Yep. Von Mink, that's right, doing her thing. Shout out to my man Sean and my man Jay Skates, the whole crew. Y'all feeling better? Hope everybody's feeling good and feeling better. You know, I see you. Because we're going to be wrapping it up. Rap.
This has been a UniE.TV production.